Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk on Monday, March 23rd, 2015. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's international trips.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voeindebele.com.
Ungava tawiri wakamira pai kuti chimbomira iwo kune vanhu vanosvika 5 million vakavhota muna 2013 vachivhotera vamugabe kuti tonga ichika 2018. Vamugabe havasitonga nekuti ndivo vari kuda kutonga, aiwa vamugabe vari kutonga nekuti bato ravo rezanupiefu rakati vamugabe tongai. Bato rezanupiefu radaro vakaiswa pageneral election vakabudirira musarudzo iyi.
It's just incredible. It's becoming a spectacle now. Really embarrassing, inexplicable. It seems no one to stop it. I think it's his own personal passion for traveling, kind of burning out himself in the process. That's how it is. Someone needs to stop it.
It's part of the man's within Kununkulu, and I got born in Shubu to get out of Zimbabwe. It's 20 Zima. As you said, I'm cocaine, John and Security. Believe me, there's no Kunguru and all times.
Thanks for joining us once again tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about trips being undertaken by President Robert Mugabe.
President Mugabe today is expected to leave for a four-day state visit in Algeria. MDT, what has been officially described as an attempt to enhance economic and political ties between the two nations.
Since the beginning of the year, the president has visited Singapore, Japan for a disaster management conference, Namibia for a presidential inauguration, and several other regional engagements.
These trips have infuriated his critics and boosted his political base. What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we call you back. The number once more,
001-202-619-2077.
Gibbs. Yeah, I'm going to
go. Yeah.
So,
okay, Zurugandabali, I'll tell you, I'll tell you, siyaphila sibili ye udaba ekudwini lamhlanje kube ngithi udaba olumqoka esikhuluma ngalo ikhona okwenziwa umongameli Robert Mugabe. Sizwile ukuthi uyahamba sibili okuzwayo loko sokucaphula abantu abaningi. Xa ungakhangela kufacebook ukhangele kutwitter ukhangele ngaphi ngaphi yonke indawo kobowhatsapp abantu bakhuluma ngodaba lolu bathi siyakwazi ukuthi ngojanuwari kube ngithi ngozibandlela wayekhona ngale Singapore ayithatha khona phela
ikeflaye
lo mkakhe laye uGrace wayegula wazobuya ke uthe sephenduka wayezambia uEdgar Lungu engeniswa ukuthi yehe watasuka ke lapho ke wabuyela eZimbabwe abantu sebemnike inickname but say visitor to Zimbabwe sengumuntu owethelekela ilizwe lakhe. So ke uphinde waye eNamibia waye eJapan waye ngaphi ngaphi, so abantu abathabi ngalokho babuzela ukuthi imali yangkhona ivelivela ngapha. Silabantu abaningi sibili abafuna ukungena kuhlelo.
Ndizvo zvinotinoziva nyaya yacho inyaya iri kukurukurwa zvikuru pamasocial media, WhatsApp, Facebook, naimo mumabhazi nematotandarawo. Ya ndingataura hangu tichiite asi vamwe vanofunga kuti chinwa asi ndo nyaya dziri kukurukurwa Gibbs. Nyaya hombe ndeyekuti mutungamiri wenyika vari kutora nguva yakakura vari kunze kwenyika kubvira patanga gore kusvika pari nhasi. Nhasi vari kutarisirwa kusimuka vakananga kuAlgeria vachibva ikoko. Vanonzi vangangoenda kumusangano weAfrican Union. Asi tisakanganwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vane mabasa akati wandei. Ndo zvakare sachigaro weAfrican Union, ndo zvakare sachigaro weSADC. Saka mabasa anotariswa kuti vange vachienda kunze kunobatawo basa iroro sezvo Zimbabwe yakadomwa kuti inge ichitungamira masangano iwayo. Mubvunzo ungavapo Gibbs ndeyekuti mari iri kushandiswa munzendo idzi imari iri kubhadharwa neZimbabwe here? Imari iri kubva muhomwe yeZimbabwe here? Kana kuti masangano iwaya ndo ari kubatsira kubhadhara mari dzekufamba? kana kuti nyika dzinenge dzakoka vamugabe ndo dziri kubhadhara mari idzodzo ndo zvatichanzwa nhasi kana takwanisa kuwana vanotibatsira mune nyanzvi dzatakoka
iye kula vatu vanenge vafunungira kuhlelo ke labatubeze imilayezo lechieneyo silo mulayezo rovhela kuDaniel Mokwena ose khona ngale South Africa uti Zimbabwe is rich it's just the ZANU-PF government that uses the money to enrich its members. So he's complaining a lot. Mm-hmm. And he says, I heard recently the president went to Japan with about 100 people just to attend the conference. But when good things are needed, they say the government has no money. Zimbabwe must vote for a new party in the next elections.
Mm.
So right now I think we are joined by our first guest, who is Mr. Albert Mhlanga, an MDC renewal activist, and is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening to you and Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think, Chonga, we'll start with Mr. Mhlanga right away.
Do kulu makana do taura na Mhlanga.
Mhlanga ni samfu it.
Mhlanga, makadi.
Diripo zwangu wa Chonga.
Ah, minangi apila skona.
Ah, kungono wena nga upila tinastwele nzima lape Zimbabwe.
Ah, thank you so much. As you heard, Mr. Mhlanga, we are talking about the president's visit to several nations, prompting some Zimbabweans to complain or maybe to talk about this as some put it that the country is now on autopilot, as the MDCT recently said in its statement that the country is now on autopilot because the president is always out of the country. But at the same time, I just want to remind people, to remind listeners that he is out of the country on what business? It's not personal business. It's on AU business, SADC business, or some diplomatic business. So what's your take on this?
Mr. Chonga, I understand very well to be chairman of SADCO Union, African Union. I understand it very well. But what you must note, in all of Africa, Zimbabwe is a separate issue, is a specific issue, in the sense that it's like you are leaving a person when you have already operated that person and attended a wedding. Zimbabwe has got a separate issue, is a boiling point. Our president, like I said, can postpone some of these meetings, can assign some votes. Because, you know, Zimbabwe is Mugabe. Mugabe is Zimbabwe. Let's be honest, I work with Mugabe in his government. Anything you say, you decide, we are dealing with clever people, educated people, but they cannot even cough when Mugabe is chairing a meeting. In such a way, when he's not there, he's got a few, including ministers, MPs, who are listening on behalf of him, who said an issue which can actually increase, maybe raise the policies which can increase the economy of Zimbabwe. So Mugabe is the engine of Zimbabwe. If that engine is not there, the car stops.
But some were saying that there are two vice presidents in the country.
You are talking of vice president, maybe Nangako, but our colleague Mboko, even when he reads the statement, you have seen when he reads the statement, he reads word by word. So you call him a president. Actually, you are hiding behind the veil. It's a low term. You are you're hiding behind the veil to say there is a president. I'm sorry because the president appointed him. But according to me, he's far from being a president. He's being trained to be a president. You can't. That's why they are not living as a king. You will not ask, I tell you, Chonga, because it will be disaster.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. Stay on the line. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Obed Kutu, MDCT spokesperson. Mr. Kutu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we know that you are totally opposed to the president's trips. So in the absence of those trips, do you think that, you know, the president can do well in the country?
Look, we have been on record saying that Mr. Mugabe is actually an absentee president. He is hopping from one aeroplane to the other. He is now permanently domiciled aboard an Air Zimbabwe jet. moving from one foreign destination to another. That is obviously not something we expect from the president of a country whose economy is comatose. That is not expected of the leader of a so-called ruling party that is torn apart by factionalism. And more importantly, that is not expected of a president of a country where more than 90% of the people are living in grinding poverty and are actually subsisting on less than $1 per day. This is why we are saying that for some reason, Mr. Mugabe is no longer a non-resident president. Once in a while, he pops around. He comes to Harare, maybe to drop some souvenirs and some shopping, drops clothes that are dirty, maybe picks up a new wardrobe and hops on to the new venue aboard an Air Zimbabwe jet. He's virtually a non-resident president, and for that reason alone, this old man should simply step down and save us from all these problems.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutu. I think we've got our third guest, who is Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu. He's a ZANU-PF member and political commentator. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. I think, Chonga.
Vachirumanzu, nyairi kutaurwa ndiyo hii, hanzi nevamwe, mutungamiri wenyika, vanyanya kutora nguwa, yakareba wari kunze kwenyika, nyika ichisara iliyoga, ngava ngevari munyika, kana kune dzimwe nzendo, hanzi ngava mbodzisendeka, kana kutuma vamwe. Imiwo Vachirumanzu, munoti iwo, maonero enyu.
Munhu anogona kutaura ake zvaanoda haadzivisi, ndiwo maraiti ake awo. Asi zvinodipenda kuti zvaanotaura anozive here chokutanga kuti nyika inorwanwa sei. Iye zvino ndomunga makaona United States of America President Obama achichema-chema nokuhwina kwaNetanyahu achiti American policy haizofamba zvakanaka. Saka Zimbabwe ine foreign policy yayovo. Pama foreign policy pache ipapo ndobva neku bachida kuti president afambe. Hazirevu kana kuti president akafamba nyika haichatongeki. Nyika inotongeka zvichidipenda kuti president ari kuita chii, ari kuita nani.
Go ahead, Mr. Chiromans.
Saka ndo issue iripo. Umwe mutauro anga taura kuti hanzi kwai ikonomi yati iri komatosi nezvimwe zvakadaro, but it depends kuti anoandastend here kuti ikonomi yenyika ino kuti inge iri zvairi zvakakonzerwa nani. Saka kana munhu asingazivi zvaanenge achitaura zvinodini, zvinoneta.
Ibvaimangotaura ipapo.
Hala.
Ibvaimangotaura chaakakonzera kuti ikonomi iondomoke.
Eze, kondoma American, zvikanditi takapuwa masanctions. Pano munhu asingazvizivi muZimbabwe izvozvo. Kana ari muZimbabwe, besides kana chinge ake ari agent yamaAmericans kana maBritish, ndezvipi zvisingazikamwi izvozvo kuti nyika ino yakapuwa masanctions. Saka kana yakapuwa masanctions, handizorova kuti ikonomi yacho ndokudodona kwacho ikoko. Until and unless masanctions achinge abviswa, then the economy will peak.
Rambai muri parunare vachirumanzu Gibbs.
So what is he saying?
Mr. Chirumanzu is blaming the sanctions, and he is also defending the president's trips. He is saying the president is going out on business, and the country is run by systems, not by one person, as some are perceiving, that the country, once Mr. Mugabe leaves the country, everything goes on its knees. The president is there, but there's a system that helps him run the country. And he also talked of Zimbabwe having its policy, so its foreign policy, just like America. And he said President Barack Obama mourned when Prime Minister Netanyahu won in Israel. He said that is going to affect the American foreign policy, and the same with Zimbabwe. It has its own foreign policy. Yes. And I think I will ask him to explain more in English.
Yeah, what is we umnumzana umhlanga. Ba umhlanga uyezwa lapho uyakhuluma lapho umnumzana uChirumanzi. Uthi noma engekho umongameli, ilizwe liyasebenza phela. When we ukukhuluma ngepolitical bureau le cabinet meetings uthi aziko asenziwa. Kodwa yena uthi hayi i-government kayi operate njalo. Kule ndlela lapho i-operate ngayo khona. Ungathini khona?
Yebo ye ukhuluma engekho ku government ngikuzokhuluma ngama-sanctions hayi asibaxoleleni abantu bezano ngoba bona bale destination yabo eyama-sanctions eyabo yodwa kumbe bayifunda ngapi kusiphi isikolo ngoba ilizwe elilama-sanctions kaliyenze esikuthi yi-trading ngayifuel le kasiyitholi ngayo konke kuvaliwe yikho bengithula ukuthi laba amadoda abaqasha ngomunye and yena umgabe ngokwakhe njengoba wayengu-teacher kutho ukuthi wabafundisa kakhulu sibili ukuthi wonke uluthi ungakhuluma bathi sanctions wonke anti uyakhuluma ukhuluma nge-systems i-systems ze-economy zezimbabwe bekholapse lanxa khonokho ekwazi kumbe engakwazi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi umgabe kakho ukhulumela yena uyasijonga ukuthi umele umgabe umgabe ibalelithi mgabe yiyo izimbabwe njengana ngithile wonke umuntu lanxa kade sikhuluma kwalapha eredweni babelele yena ukuthi engakagadi into egekuyela kwelinye ilizwe baseve ukuthi omhlangabe bebesithi kabasela inye into abayisebenzayo ngaphandle ukuthi ngiyakhumbula omunye uministri waphromiswayo wapromotwa ethe umgabe usedulane kukankulunkulu wakhoswa nokuthi kulo jesu umgabe wamenza uminista so bonke sebecabangela ukuthi wonke umuntu ungathi umgabe urayithi lanxa bebona bazabuya bepromota sibabonile lapha kutuko lamagama atheokthi kule wivili wonke umuntu othi iwivili bapromotiwe amagama atheokthi bachotshiwe njengoba nathi sichotshiwe.
Ye, siyawuza kakhulu-ke baba Mhlanga. Nxa ukuthi sikhuluma ngomongameli, ngizacela sibili emphakathini ukuthi sithi umongameli Mugabe or President Mugabe. I think it's still entitled to that kind of title. So what Mr. Mhlanga was saying is that, you know, the issue of sanctions is not functional here. He says perhaps President Mugabe taught everyone to say that because
he's
a former teacher. So he says everyone is singing that song now. Mm. But definitely there's nothing that is moving on in Zimbabwe because of his absence.
Regai tinzwe kumuteereri mukoma kana ndimai kana ndiani vanonzi Adoni. Ndia now.
Yes, Adoni the guy.
Ndimukoma.
Ndimukoma jayo.
Ah.
Mukoma ZMP.
I wonder fara mukoma. Mukoma Adoni nyaya iripo mainzwa imi.
Eh.
Titaurire pfungwa dzenyu muri kuchema here kuti mutungamiri wenyika vamugabe vari kutora nguva vari kunze kwenyika kana kuti muri kutaiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba sezvazviri.
Aiwa, kufamba kwa president hakunini kurwana kweikonomi. Our president is not Zimbabwe. Our president is not the economy of Zimbabwe. Kufamba kwavo, kuvipo kwavo, kusavipo kwavo, zvinhu zvagara zvakaipa munyika because of illegal and unjustified embargoes imposed on our country by the West. So, zanzi president varipo kana kuti havapo zvingatadzidzi ikonomi kufamba zvakanaka, haiti, zvinhu zviri nonsense zvakadaro.
Asika mukomana.
Look. Ukatesa America, most of Western nationals, they are busy creating parallels, divisions, separations, and wars in many different countries, African or outside Africa. But aninga chivu, laka na kuti aninga chitonga nika zaundia, anika wa nika chitonga. Obama. But I'm sanctions against Russia now. Who is controlling or ruling the country while he is out doing all such evil things?
Asimukoma mvunzo wangu wanga uri wekuti inga zvirangotaona zvakabviswa kune vanhu vakawanda. Ndofunga kuno kuAmerica kwamusara.
No. Murukara zvichitaurwa nemedia inokontrolwa nema Western nationals. It seems as if there are many travel restrictions, but
kana kuzvitarisa tichifunga they are not made travel restrictions ma how come kuti ma travel restrictions anga affect the whole economy izi mugabe the whole economy or izi mugabe Zimbabwe yese
mukoma rambai muri parona rambai muri pe ipapo ndibvunze ndise mbvunzo yeyo kuna vagutu vagutu hanzi zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika muteereri wedu vanonzi mukoma Adwan ndo vari kuti zvirango ndo zvauraya nyika pamwe mukagona kupindura
ndakateerera zvitaurwa nacomrade Adwan handizivisi kuti varogara munyika mune here matirogarawo mezimbabwe kana kuti kuda varogara mune imwe nyika zvirango zvaari kutaura izvi handizivi kuti ndezvipi zvose zvakabiswa zvangosara ndezvekuti Robert Mugabe nemukadzi wake vasaenda kuamerica nevasaenda kulondon kwavanga vajaira kuenda tinoziva isu tatiri vadoko asi tinorangarira zvikuru mazuva audi Ian Smith akatemerwa zvirango asi indastry ipapo ndopayakabhebha kubudirira akaita yanonzi import substitution program yokuona kuti zvandatemerwa zvirango ngandichironga ngandichiruka ikonomi yangu kuti zvizhinji tata kuzvigadzirira ingava sipo si toothpaste hembe dzokupfeka chiita tichigadzira muno asi pane zvino kwaya muzimbabwe nhasi unoonazoona kuti ukapinda muchitoro zvinhu zvounoona zviri pamasherefu zviri kutengeswa more than 90% yezvinhu izvozvo hazvisiri zvemunhu zviri imported kunyanyanyanya kubva kusouth africa tingava nyika rudzii nongo ichingochema chema nokuti masanctions nokuti mugabe warambidzwa kuenda kulondon arambidzwa kuenda kunew york arambidzwa kuenda kumilan for shopping with his wife apa tiri kuti hatisandamboona president anonziye anongopfuura nemuguta recapital city yake achienda kune dzimwe nyika ndaandiri deputy minister ini muhurumende yegnu for 4 years ndinozviziva kuti kana mugabe asipo the cabinet doesn't sit kana mugabe aripo even the politburo of his own beleaguered party yezanup f doesn't sit mugabe unofamba nepati yake zanup f mumbudu unofamba nezimbabwe mumbudu saka apa zvinoreva kuti kana asipo zvinhu zvose zvinotomira kusvika iye adzoka
ndikubatei muromo wagutu
ndidakumuzwa kuti varipo vanhu vasingahwisisi vasingazive kuti how is this government run
vagutu timbopa mukana kune vamwe
vagutu
timbopanana mukana mudiri kuitira undidzwe mukoma Adwan vachiri parunhare kuti zvishoma zvamataura izvozvo vazvitambira sei
Yes, I don't expect all that rubbish kuti ibve murume munhu anonzi Obin Gutu. Munhu anoratidza kuti onge akadzidza, but yes, I can see kuti haana wisdom, it's only acquired knowledge iri maari. Haana kutokwana kana chitaura zvakadaro.
Hati mukoma Adwan, hatishandise mashoko ekutukana, idandaro ratiinaro pano rekuti mune muchikurukura, harisi rokuzvidzana.
We don't expect all that rubbish from his mouth.
This is so. Ati expect izvozvo kune muteereri weStudio 7 anenge ateita pinzoo pachirongwa maita basa mukoma Adwan. Gibbs.
Ati na basa manje nesenyuro chenyu chakadhako.
Gibbs, thank you so much, my brother. The fact yekuti mambopinda pachirongwa kuratidza kuti munochiteerawo muchichiteerera tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Adwan. We wish to categorically state that Studio 7 is a public sphere for everybody. Mm-hmm. If you wish to participate in all our shows, you are free to say anything, but you don't abuse the public.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have to state very much categorically. So let me go back to Mr. Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, you heard, you've got one guy, Mr. Adwan, who has been saying a lot here. But at the end of the day, the question remains, is the president doing all this for the benefit of the nation? That's the big question.
Dambotaura ndizvo ndingataura kangani ndati Zimbabwe senyika in a foreign policy yayo
if you don't care if you don't mind you can say it in English
munhu anokwanisa ku understand foreign policy ye Zimbabwe munhu ane pfungwa dzakati twasa iye zvino vaguti vanga vachitaura vachiti economy ye Zimbabwe hongu masanctions akabviswa mambo vabvunze here kuti angamboisirwei pakutanga angamboisirwei masanctions pakutanga angaiswa nani uye zvino abvisirwa chinyi 2 atarwa nezveekonomi yaIan Smith kuti Ian Smith akaita industry yaibhenefitani how many blacks were benefiting from that economy that was resuscitated by Ian Smith government it was only a section or a percentage or Rhodesia, or maybe Southern Rhodesia by then. How many blacks were fully participating in that particular economy? It was almost zero. So these are the issues which Zimbabweans need to interrogate fully and understand how government works. Is Zanaguti, those are the people who wrote the sanctions, how they were supposed to affect the economy of Zimbabwe. But because of the resilience of the Zimbabwean people and because of Mugabe's tenacity in it comes in political acumen, they failed dismally. This is why Tsvangirai is hogging, being globetrotting all over the world to try to restart his deathbed of his political party. And nothing is coming forward for him to resuscitate his party, including Obedi Gutu. Very soon, they will be discarded into the political dustbin of this country, and ZANU-PF will remain a force to reckon with, and will continue fighting until we gain our own economy. Remember, we were our own political liberators. So shall we be our own economic liberators. Full stop. All else is just hogwash of the highest order. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Gutu. Mr. Mhlanga, you heard what Mr. Gutu and Mr. Chirumanzu said. Maybe you can start by responding to Mr. Chirumanzu. Then you can also touch on... Hello?
Thank you very much. It's so disappointing what Chirimanzi is saying. Like Gutu said, during the sanctions, this country actually built a lot of infrastructure. When you actually look at the roads, all these roads were last built in the last 40 years. You see that this Mutare, Plantin Mutare Road, it's only a favor from a company outside called Group 5. And they've done it on a credit. We paid for over 30 years. But like you said, in Chirumans, even when you go in the cities, the last toilet, public toilets, actually were done by those we called Rhodesian British. Mm-hmm. Our government is almost 40 years, 40 years now. You can't even identify one toilet. I'm not talking of very important things. A public trading. We have not even built the infrastructure. I've been in the committee of the National Railways of Zimbabwe. They have not even repaired one rail. That government is talking about under sanction. It was for the complete rail. They can't even repair a dilapidated railway track. So people like Chirumanzi, people actually believing in a person, not in a police. I hear them, they talk of police. Which policy are they talking about? All the policies, good policies, remain with Mugabe. I mean, you see, there is this policy of indigenization in Zimbabwe, empowerment. It's a good policy. But that policy is controlled by Mugabe. The only people who benefit there are the youth who sing. And it's what Mugabe, President Mugabe. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, that indigenization means something to a few individuals. I actually agree with my friend Gutu. Gutu, don't be disappointed. These are the people, you know, the kings of the dying horses. These people are just dying. They will die a natural death, like I said. Politics will not interfere with this ZANU-PF government, but our court is doing the job.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga, and stay on the line. We wish to inform Mr. Katsela Chirumanzi to stay on the line as well. And then Mr. Obed Gutu and Mr. Albert Mhlanga, we are going to come back to you as soon as possible. Now we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, visit us right now at www.voazimbabwe.com. I'll say that again, www.voazimbabwe.com. We are live streaming there. This is Kips Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
Neni junga kande miri ndotirambai makateerera pa nepfenyuro dzenyu dze studio 7. tinokwanisawo zvakare kuvayeuchidza Gifts kuti vakasununguka kunyorera kuno tichiverenga tsamba dzavo kana angava mafacebook nemawhatsapp.